Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Today is the 48th anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing on the moon. If you're old enough to have watched it, and indeed I was all of 10 years old, we were spending the summer at our grandparents' house in New Jersey, and I remember going out, looking up at the moon, and thinking, wow, there are guys walking on there. It's one of those memories that's just burned into your brain. You'll never forget it, what it was like to watch men walking on the moon. And, you know, I mean, we've all seen those images, obviously. What's funny is, you know, we have those black and white, gray, grainy images. Those are actually just the international feeds. The original moon images and the video was much sharper, much clearer than that. But they actually erased over the original tape. I know. They used it for other things. I guess, I don't know that they thought that it would really be needed for future generations. It's hard to believe now, but it was just a different time. But of course, we saw it happen, and as it began, we heard...
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
And the pros in Houston were so calm, so professional.
This is Apollo Control Houston at 105 hours. Now onto the flight to Apollo 11.
You know, you think about it. You have just about reached the pinnacle of human accomplishment, of human technology, and they're just so calm about it. And Neil Armstrong announced he's ready to do some walking.
I'm going to step off the limb now.
And then he uttered those immortal words.
That's one small step for man. One giant leap for
mankind. Wow. Just, and, you know, there was no guarantee that they were going to survive this. We take it as a given now, but they had never done this before. They were ready. You know, in the event that they did not make it, President Nixon was ready with a speech lauding these late heroes, and they had it all ready to go in case the astronauts died on the moon because there was no way to rescue them. Fortunately, that was not the case. And also, they had no life insurance. That's the other thing. You know, the Apollo 11 astronauts had no life insurance. So what they did is, before they left Earth, they signed all kinds of autographs that their families could then sell to be able to make a living once they were gone. But fortunately, it was not to be. And it was 48 years ago today, man walked on the moon. Just unbelievable. And that flag is still there, my friend. It's still there. That American flag still sitting on Tranquility Base.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin too at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.